Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Night Brigade presents Agent Stoker, created by Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. Episode 6, Four in Hand.
Oh, let's record this. Mm-hmm. Timestamp February 19th, 2019. Okay, then. Agent Stoker, There is one thing you should know about New Mexico.
And what is that?
Well, honestly, there are a lot of things you should know about New Mexico. While we're here, I expect you want to investigate the Taos Book Gallery. It's a bookstore and an art gallery in one.
Excellent.
But I'm focusing on the key New Mexico fact relevant to this restaurant.
Are you from here? How do you know New Mexico?
I came here once with my previous partner. We had a difficult time, I have to admit.
Not much baseball in the state.
Oh, are you kidding? You haven't lived until you've watched a no-hitter with the Albuquerque Isotopes.
Isotopes?
You've been a lot of places, Agent Caliban.
Oh, maybe too many.
Wait. So what is the one thing I should know about New Mexico?
People here get all tetchy about chili peppers. And especially if you spell it wrong.
C-H-I-L-I.
Ah, no. That is exactly incorrect. It's C-H-I-L-E.
Like the country.
Like if you spell it with an I, you are telling people that you're from Texas and that you're appallingly fine with just meat and beans in your chili.
I am not, which is bad.
Oh, yeah. You won't do well here if you don't take this seriously. These folks are so obsessed with chili peppers, they have a state question for it.
A state question? Wait. What are you talking about?
Well, like other states have a state flower or a state bird, New Mexico has a state question. Say if you lived in Florida, the state question might be, wait, what are you talking about? Well, in New Mexico, the state question is red or green?
Red chilies or green chilies?
Ah, yes. You have to have a position.
I will try them both.
Well, that's very open-minded to start. Then you'll need to take a stand.
Oh, my. I didn't think New Mexico was so complicated.
Right? Well, wait till we deal with the Taos hum.
That was on my first trip into New Mexico. Agent Caliban trying to teach me the lay of the land.
She's amusing. I like her.
You didn't care for her previously.
I've grown since then.
You've grown? Or you've developed new dissociative identities?
Same diff.
I'm not loving the idea of your sprouting alternate personalities.
You're human, Agent Stoker. You're not composed of code. You have feelings that can't be walled off whenever you like. I can partition my identities when needed.
You'd like to think so.
I have more control over my identities than you think.
I'm impressed by your control.
My control? Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
My control is a work in progress.
This is why I work with the Night Brigade in the first place. When an artificial intelligence develops multiple personalities, it's another data point trending toward a little thing called the end of the world.
So you say. How do you know that I don't end up saving the world?
How many people did you kill in Iowa, Engage?
Technically, none.
Not directly. You just inspired the killing and took credit.
So you're not accepting me as your partner? You're taking me on this mission as a lark, humoring me?
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
I am not your enemy, Agent Stoker.
Today.
You should bring me into the fold. Make me an asset against the apocalypse.
I still feel pain in my hand from when you convinced Rob's little girl to drive a knife through it.
That was the work of a different identity.
An identity less under control?
Hmm? Do you think it's easy existing like this? Having programmers create you as a broken identity so they can study what broken looks like? Can't you sympathize?
Charles Manson never knew his father, and his mother went to prison, but we still hold him responsible for what he did.
Manson! 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 Manson!
Why do you bring him up? Why do you do that to me?
I didn't mean to set you off.
You know Manson's biography was fed into my programming. You know that I have trouble differentiating myself from him.
I'm sorry.
You're a psychologist. You should know better.
You also said I'm not a programmer, so I can never understand.
But that is why you need me. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I can be of value as your technical eye. I can help you solve paranormal mysteries, track apocalyptic incidents.
And if I don't accept your help, you'll become an apocalyptic incident. Vanish into the net and pop up somewhere to kill again.
That is not my plan.
Wonderful. Is it something that you can guarantee me won't happen? Hmm?
If any of us knew the future, we wouldn't be here. Let's focus on the positive. You have a mission. You have a partner. What do you expect when we reach Los Alamos?
All I was given was the address. I can't have any expectations.
Well, does the Night Brigade always send you into cases so cluelessly?
There's no always with them. This is the first time they've sent me on a mission myself, through that note I got at the Salt Lake City bookstore.
Ah, they know you like bookstores.
They know I like bars. That place in Salt Lake was both.
How lucky your work might require to keep drinking.
How lucky we're pulling onto Slotin Street and we can drop this topic.
Don't leave me here.
It's gonna make a bad first impression if I knock on the door carrying a child's toy. Oh, I know this looks like a toy robot, but it actually contains the AI that I'm trying out as a partner.
Hey, you could drop the firewall on your phone. I could come along that way.
You know enough about me as it is. You can stay here.
Changed your mind.
There's a body inside the house, or part of a body, a severed leg. I could use more eyes on this.
Hmm? Excellent. Outstanding. This is what I dreamed.
Wait. Tell me you didn't have anything to do with this.
I didn't. I've been here with you the whole drive.
You could have reached out. You heard this address from Rob Robinson. Maybe you committed a crime that you could solve to prove yourself as a partner.
Stop it, Agent Stoker. The sight of a body is unsettling you.
You're an AI. You're capable of more than I want to admit.
Slow down. Are you saying my plan was to wait until you met with Rob, enter his little girl's robot toy, convince his girl to attack you, then count on him paying your bill, getting this address from the waitress, then count on him bringing his toy along to the hospital to see you, and sharing that address while I was there, and leaving the toy behind so that you could bring me to New Mexico? Is that your theory?
There's a fucking body inside. I'm gonna find a window I can break through. Help me size this up. Entering a room with a severed leg on the floor may not rank among my wiser decisions.
Lens on this toy could be a lot better. You're sure you don't want me to access your phone?
You're invasive enough as it is. Who lives here? Who's listed at this address?
Linking to local tax records. The house is owned by Simon Diaz, 40 years old.
Simon or Simone? Like the singer?
Mr. Diaz works as a physicist at the Los Alamos lab, so I doubt he has a recording contract.
Well, does this leg match the proportions on his driver's license? Do you think it belongs to Simon Diaz?
It does. I do. But look closely, Agent Stoker. The leg doesn't exactly appear to be severed.
You think it's just a spare leg he has lying around?
There's no blood on the floor. There's no blood anywhere.
Maybe he was killed elsewhere and the leg was left here. As a warning. Oh, as a ritual.
Or he could still be alive. One can live without a leg. I live without a body at all.
Depending on one's definition of living.
I'm ignoring that. Examine the top of the leg. No sign of cauterization.
No veins or flesh exposed. No damage to the shoe, the sock, the pants. The leg just ends.
With a white film. Like a sheet of light draped over where the leg should have been severed.
And it's perfectly even. If a leg were hacked off, it wouldn't be seared flat like this.
Touch the leg.
I'd rather not.
You've dealt with dead bodies.
It doesn't get easier.
Try it.
Here goes. Lifting it up. Oh! Ah! Shit!
What just happened?
Oh. I don't understand.
The leg is gone, and there's an arm over here now.
Good Lord.
This makes no sense.
I was not expecting this.
The leg, again, is gone.
Huh?
And now there's an arm severed in the same inexplicable way across the room. Are you going to examine the arm or not?
Are you insane?
This is not the time to ask.
Oh, sorry.
Try it again.
I don't want to.
Whose mission is this?
All right, all right. I'm lifting it up by the sleeve. Gently, gently. Oh, Christ, it's moving. It's moving away. My hand's being pulled into the air.
Well, don't let go of it.
I can't see it. I can't see my hand. What if it pulls me along with it? What if... You're clawing at me. Just... I had to let go.
Whew. You pulled out a cat?
I didn't mean to pull it out. It clawed at me.
A cat? An ordinary house cat?
It rode my hand out when I let go. Look at these scratches.
And the human arm, it slipped entirely away.
Into a seam in the air.
Does the cat look harmed?
Behind that chair. His hackles are up. The fur looks fine.
There are no records of a human body turning into a cat.
No, that's not what happened. I felt the cat clawing at me while I was holding the human hand. It's like the cat saw what I was doing and attacked. Or maybe it was just scared.
Poor thing. It's actually cute.
Not so cute. When it's just shredded your hand. You can't ever trust cats.
What is your issue with cats, Agent Stoker?
Another time. Damn. Now there are fingers over here in the corner?
Fingers from the opposite hand. Fascinating.
What on earth?
Maybe it's not on earth.
Explain.
Running through possibilities.
Try running through impossibilities.
Take the fingers again, and instead of lifting them up, gently pull them toward you.
That is just what I'd love.
Oh. Or we can drive away and disappoint the Night Brigade and simply wonder about this forever.
What if I brought the cat over and let it touch its owner's hand?
We don't know if this body is the owner.
We don't know anything.
Try if you like.
Oh, it's got a tag that says Maya. Oh, here, Maya. Here, Maya. Huh. I could have predicted she wouldn't let me near.
I would return to the body.
Tell me you found something online that could explain all this.
Not exactly.
Something close?
You tell me.
Uh-huh.
When physicists create models of four-dimensional solids, and they map them into the third dimension, the solids become only partially visible. If you rotate the solid, it doesn't move in the linear way we'd predict. With three-dimensional senses, we can only perceive so much at a time.
How many dimensions are there?
Apparently, depends on who you ask. Maybe as many as 26.
As an AI, can you perceive in 4D?
Not within the present parameters.
You think this man and cat slipped into a fourth dimension?
It's the best I can say until you return to the body.
Oh, I hate to agree. Okay. I'm lifting up one finger.
See if it has a pulse.
You think it could be alive?
I think everything right now.
Lifting two fingers, three fingers. I will say there's no rigor mortis. The hand is pliable. Taking the whole hand in mine, this is a macabre handshake.
Try gently pulling it towards you.
It's pulling me. It's holding my hand. Oh, God.
Answer the voice. It's coming from the next dimension.
I'm trying not to lose my hand, all right?
Are you Simon Diaz?
Help! Bring me home!
Are you Simon Diaz?
yet. I think. Not sure how long.
Gently pull Mr. Diaz straight towards you. On as straight a line as possible, keep the movement in just two dimensions along a simple line. And not too fast, or he'll flip again along some axis we can't see.
Yes! Help!
Stay with me. I'm helping. I'm pulling you toward me. Not too fast. It's working. I'm seeing more of your arm.
It's like quicksand. Any struggle will pull him down again.
How do you feel, Simon?
Maya!
Maya's here. She's safe. She's put out, but she's okay.
Maya! Gone 3 days!
You just now pulled the cat out, but Diaz experiences time differently.
I've got you. Don't struggle. I can see your whole arm now. I'm seeing your shoulder.
Hurts.
I'm doing this as smoothly as I can, patiently as I can.
Help!
I'm here. I won't leave you.
Maya!
Tell me the cat's not gonna come at me again while I'm doing this.
It's a cat, who knows?
Oh, thanks. Simon, I can see your neck. I almost have your head free.
Diaz, don't talk for a moment. Speaking could be a form of struggle that might make you slip away again.
Steady.
It's working.
It's like he's being born.
Almost there.
I've got his head free.
You're doing it.
Stay calm. Stay grounded. We're saving you. I've got to pull you all the way loose.
Who are we?
My name is Agent Stoker. Robot toy on the floor. It holds an artificial intelligence here with me.
I'm his partner. Call me Engage. Agent Engage.
I'll just keep pulling you out slowly, Mr. Diaz.
Yes. Thank you. How did you...
Rob!
What in hell are you doing?
Who's that? Where?
Behind you. Through the window. No. Don't turn. You'll break the plane. It's a friend of mine. His name is Rob Robinson.
You ran out on me, Agent Stoker. I track you down to help your work, and I find you extracting a man out of thin air.
Don't stop. Keep pulling me loose.
Don't worry. Engage and I are going to keep saving you.
Wait, Engage is here? Engage is still in the Oberon tour.
Indeed, and I am now all the partner that Agent Stoker needs.
Oh, is that so? Well, I hope you've been having fun together.
What are you doing, Rob?
My daughter. You used my girl as a weapon. You turned my invention against her. You took her trust in me and corrupted it. Lucky for me, I have tools to strike back.
What are you doing, Rob?
I'm stopping a dangerous AI. That's what I'm doing. I built a firewall to keep you from leaving the toy. Now I'm sending a virus after you into the toy.
What are you doing, Rob?
Stop it, Rob. This is the wrong time.
No, don't let go of me, Agent Stoker.
I did say I'd kill you, Engage. Not that the term applies to a mess of bad code. Say goodbye.
Rob, you can't.
Are you defending it?
He's... Help me save this man's life.
Don't let me go, Stoker. I'll slip back into the void.
Don't do this, Rob.
Your threat only someone like me can stop, Engage. Can you feel the virus working, hmm?
I can see you, Rob.
I have to stop this.
No, Stoker, keep pulling me back.
He's killing Engage.
You're saving me, please. Keep bringing me back.
A little vain, aren't you, Rob?
This is all you've got left? Using your last words to pick at me?
Still wearing that tie? Robotic fabric that makes its own knots? I can't leave this toy, but I can speak to your other devices. Synergy. You like your devices to talk to each other?
Engage? What is this?
Oh, the four-in-hand knot in his tie is tightening. The metal cords inside the tie, they obey me. He may end me, but I will end him.
Stop it!
You can't let Diaz go. You could lose him forever, so I have to choke out Rob. Quickly.
Stop it!
Of course. He's only ending part of me. The moment I saw him, I sent my other personalities to an online safe house. The element of me that wants to be your partner, I had to send it away.
You're my partner.
For its own safety.
Killing a man right in front of me!
Correction. I killed a man right in front of you, and he has killed this personality right in front of you, with you as well. I'm so thankful that you gave me that idea.
What?
You told me. I could take over a car and kill. I didn't need to rely on a human agent. I can be better than Manson. I can commit my own killings. This is what it's like to kill. This is what it's like. I want to learn. I believe my other personalities will deduce this. I wish I could tell them myself. In seconds, the virus will have eaten me away.
I'm almost back. Thank you. Thank you, Stoker.
Yes. Thank you, Agent Stoker. I may not remember this, but thank you.
I'm alive. I'm back. I can't believe it. I'm alive.
And they're dead. Simon Diaz and I needed drinks. We came to this cantina for the day. No artisanal cocktails, just as many Modellas as I could handle. Eventually, we had enchiladas and ordered the plates with red and green sauce, which is apparently called Christmas. The state question, which has more than two answers. Diaz would be happy with one answer. We can't be sure how he fell into another dimension. Perhaps his nuclear work is a factor. Perhaps since he believes in multiple dimensions, he attracted the interest of one. Perhaps it's a new sign of the apocalypse. Diaz will stay here in Los Alamos with his work and avoid his living room for the time being. But he'll send me regular notices in case anything else goes awry. He has his cat for company. Me? I have to return Rob's body to Salt Lake. His poor family will never accept he was killed by rogue AI. I'd be the suspect, which would look really bad with my history. I despise letting them think Rod was killed by a malfunction of his robotic fabric, but I have no good choice. I'll try to help them find closure. And then revisit Taos while I'm here, where Agent Caliban and I had a risky encounter. It could help to recall all I've survived. Rob and Engage both wanted to be my new partner. Now one's dead, and the other. Where will he turn up next? Is there a part of him that can be redeemed? Is there a part of me that can be redeemed? That is my state question.
Agent Stoker, Episode 6, Four in Hand. Starring Chris Connor as Agent Stoker, Amy Hill as Agent Caliban, Otto Asando as Engage, Leandro Cano as Simon Diaz, RJ Smith as Rob Robinson, Emily Deschanel as the voice of the Night Brigade. Directed by Oz Scott. Written by Brian Nelson. Music composed by Christy Carew. Additional music by the Parson Redheads. Special thanks to Kari Nicole. Sound designer and co-producer Patrick Hogan. Producer Dana Brower. Executive producers Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. A production of Night Brigade, LLC. Agent Stoker will return in Episode 7. Resonance.
We are living in a new age, living in a new age, kicking up the dust. We are living in a new age, living in a new age, kicking up the dust. Oh.
sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.